If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a good thing to have the Lord's Day set apart by God Himself for worship and meditation. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we have a great deal to rejoice about. We have just closed the most successful and outstanding summer season in our history. We continue, as we enter the month of September, to pray for the revival spirit that has been prevailing to continue to prevail not only in Worth Baptist Church, but across the city, across the Metroplex, and around the nation. We covet your prayers during these days as we believe God is opening some doors and that God wants to do something for the city of Fort Worth. God wants to do something for America. And my friend, God wants to do something for you. The Bible tells us that you are made in the image of God. God loves you. Jesus Christ died to save you from sin. And God wants to do something wonderful and miraculous in your life today. We would be happy for you to come and share with us the blessings of God in our services today here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. We have but one textbook in the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church, and that is the Bible. Our motto is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Our theme for this year that's coming to a close is building for Christ as we build for eternity. The month of September has been set apart as life management and stewardship month. Do you have some questions about how to manage your life, your time, your energy, your money? Some of these questions can be answered during the month of September. Our Sunday school lessons will be on creative Christian stewardship. My messages during September will be in a special series of messages under life management. Perhaps those perplexing problems about what to do with your life could be solved for you, and those questions that have bothered you could be answered during the days of September, which is life management through stewardship month. Let me encourage you to visit with us today. Remember our Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock, our Sunday morning worship service at 11, our Sunday evening worship service at 7. Our midweek services on Wednesday night are at 7:30. All of these services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs. And we believe that from the Word of God, you can find the answer to many of the perplexing questions that plague you during these difficult days in which we live. Share with us today in life management through stewardship throughout the month of September. And we believe the blessings of God will be yours as you come and visit with us today. Remember, our location is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. This word of special announcement. On Sunday, September the 18th, and that's just 2 weeks from today, we will be moving into our new facilities at 4900 Campus Drive. That's Campus Drive and Loop 820 South. The date again is Sunday, September 18th. We will have our first services in the new properties of Worth Baptist Church. Now, this will not be our official dedication date. We will make an announcement later as to the official date of dedication. But our first services will be held on Sunday, September 18th. The Sunday school at the regular hour, 10 o'clock. The worship services, 11 and 7. Now remember, this is at our new location, 4900 Campus Drive at Loop 820, adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School and just across from the Tarrant County Junior College. Remember that date again, the first services in the new facilities of Worth Baptist Church. That will be Sunday, September the 18th at 4900 Campus Drive. In the meanwhile, these two remaining Sundays, today and next Sunday, we invite you to share with us at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street. We would like to hear from you by mail this week. We have but one way of knowing that you receive this broadcast and that it is a blessing to you. And that is through your writing and just saying, I hear the broadcast, and we would be happy to hear from you this week. And if you would like a cassette tape containing today's message, that tape can be yours, free and postage paid. All you need do is write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Remember, all you need to do to receive a free cassette tape of today's message on Worth Baptist Hour is to write and request it. That mailing address again, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. May God bless you as you write to us this week. And remember, we shall look forward to having many of you visit with us in the services today of Worth Baptist Church. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Lad Who Made a Loan to the Lord. I shall read from the Gospel according to John, chapter 14, or rather chapter 6, at verse 1. John chapter 6, verse 1 through verse number 14. Before I read the scriptures, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the blessed privilege of preaching the gospel by radio today. I would pray for every listener. I pray that Thou wouldst bless those who have troubled hearts, comfort those who are sad through the loss of loved ones. For those who are sick, we pray unto them Thou wouldst be the great physician. For those who have burdens and cares and decisions that they must make even today, I pray that the Holy Spirit would give them wisdom and guidance and direction. For our senior citizens, our shut-in friends, for those who are in their places of business or driving across the city, or perhaps someone with just a little portable radio walking across the streets of our great city. Wherever these people are who hear this broadcast today, I pray that the Holy Spirit would use this message to strengthen, to encourage, to comfort, and to bring to absolute surrender those who need those decisions today. Bless the broadcast, and may every heart be made rich because of it today. As we pray and ask these things in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving we pray. Amen. And now in the Gospel according to John, chapter 6, at verse 1. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to his disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth, that prophet that should come into the world. Now, my friend, the New Testament is replete with miracles. But no miracle is more fascinating, more intriguing, nor more important than the miracle of the multitudes. In fact, it is the only miracle recorded by all 4 gospel writers. If we could picture ourselves today, transferred to the New Testament time, about 30 A.D., finding ourselves situated on a mountain near the Sea of Galilee, we could see very vividly the picture in our text. Let's notice, first of all, the Lord. Jesus Christ was upon a mountain to pray, and his disciples came about him. And in the meanwhile, multitudes. Now, John says 5,000. We will see in a moment that Matthew gives us a more explicit description. But here's our Lord and his disciples. And there he is upon the mountain in a high and exalted position. He looks out over this great multitude. He views them as sheep without a shepherd. From his exalted position, Jesus Christ saw exactly what was happening. He saw the great load. So let's notice for a moment the load. Verse 5 says that when Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? Now Jesus directed this question to Philip in order to test Philip. He himself knew what he was going to do, according to verse 6. But notice this great load. Matthew, in his Gospel, chapter 14, at verse 21, tells us there were 5,000 men beside the women and children. So there must have been a tremendous load of about 25,000 people. But then in the third place, notice the lad. Verse 9 tells us that Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said, There is a lad here. And this little lad is one of the most important characters in all the Scripture. I want you to observe 3 things particularly about him. First, he is unnamed. We have no record of his identity. Second, he was unheard. We have no record that he ever spoke a word about the loaves or fish. Third, and most important of all, he was unselfish. Unnamed, unheard, and unselfish. But my friend, you don't have to be a big name with a big voice to be used of God. Just a little lad in this text made the difference between hunger and satisfaction for more than 25,000 people. Now let's notice in the third place, the loan. We've noticed the Lord. We've noticed the load. And now let's notice, and the lad. And now in the fourth place, the loan. What was the loan? How much was it? Well, the Bible tells us the little boy had 5 loaves and 2 fish. John says 2 small fish. It wasn't very much. In fact, the question was asked, What are these among so many? The answer is very clear. In the hands of the little lad, they were nothing. 5 loaves and 2 fishes. This didn't amount to anything. Hardly lunch for one person. But in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, 5 loaves and 2 fish became sufficient enough to feed 5,000 people and have 12 baskets full left over. Nothing in the lad's hand, but everything in the Lord's hand. Now, there are three principles here that you must not miss. First of all, principle number one, don't hold back on God. Principle number two, use what you have, and God will give you what you need. Principle number three, expect a miracle. Now let me repeat those. Principle number one, don't hold back on God. Principle number two, use what you have and God will give you what you need. And principle number three, always expect a miracle. You see, God is a miracle performing God. God performed a miracle with five loaves and two fish. Now, the fifth thing, the leftovers. Now watch it. First, the Lord. Second, the load. Third, the lad. Fourth, the loan. And now fifth, the leftovers. The Bible tells us there were 12 baskets full. Not just little lunch baskets, but the original Greek would suggest a large basket, a basket big enough for a man to carry provisions for a long trip. 12 baskets full left over. Now let's quickly transfer ourselves back to the 20th century, back to September 1977. Let's first notice the Lord. He is in a high and holy and exalted position. His name is above every name. He is exalted at the right hand of God. He has prominence, preeminence, and power. And His position is that above all else, and rightly so. Let us notice then the load. Are there just 25,000 people? No. In the Metroplex, there are 2 or perhaps 2.5 million people, many of whom have not Jesus Christ, have not a church home, who don't have the Bible, who don't have the truth in their hearts. What a tremendous load is ours today. To build a church, to win a city, to share the gospel in the city and in the Metroplex and around the world. An overwhelming task, but one that can be done by the power of Jesus Christ. Let's notice in the third place the lad. Who is the lad? My friend, you can be the lad. Regardless of your circumstances, regardless of your sex, regardless of your age, regardless of your position or your status in life, you can be the lad. Jesus Christ needs you. God uses that which is insignificant. God uses small things. God uses foolish things. God uses base things. God uses small, insignificant things to bring to nothing the things that are. Yes, I repeat, you can be the lad. With your five loaves and your two fish, you can make the difference between a dying world that's going to hell without Christ and a world that can be reached with a gospel of redeeming grace. Now, let's notice the loan in the fourth place. What do you have to offer God? The little lad offered everything that he had. You may not have much, but whatever you have can be made as a loan to God. And what about the leftovers? Oh, God will bless you so much that you'll wonder why you hadn't already made a loan to the Lord. You see, the lad thought he was making a gift, but all the while he was making a loan that paid tremendous interest. Now watch this for divine arithmetic. The little boy subtracted his lunch from himself. It was added to the resources of Jesus Christ. It was divided by the hands of Jesus Christ. It was multiplied by the wonderful power of God. And it equaled enough food to feed 25,000 people. And then there's a balance left over in this divine arithmetic. Remember, it all started out with 5 loaves and 2 fish. It ended up having fed 25,000 people and a surplus, a balance of 12 baskets full. What a wonderful thing is God's arithmetic. God can do the same thing today. For Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never but never changes. The lad who made a loan to the Lord says to us, make a loan, and God will pay great interest. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. If you give yourself to God, He will give Himself to you. And the loan that you make in time will pay dividends for eternity. As we leave the broadcast, I want to remind you once again that we only have two more Sundays at our present location, 3309 Wilberger Street, today, September 4, and next Sunday, September 11. On Sunday, September the 18th, we will have our first services in our new building at 4900 Campus Drive. That's Campus Drive and Loop 820. Plan now to be with us in the first service. Again, I remind you that is not the official dedication day. We will make that announcement later, but our first services will be on Sunday, September 18th at 4900 Campus Drive. We shall look forward to seeing you there, and in the meantime, in our services today at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilberger Street, where our Sunday school begins at 10, our morning worship service at 11, and our evening worship service at 7. So until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.